May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brother, my sister, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the third Sunday of Advent, year B. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 2, 10 to 11. Our responsorial psalm will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 46 to 50, 53 to 54. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, 19 to 28. The theme of our reflection is, a greater hope has come. The third Sunday of Advent, year B, is also called Gaudete Sunday, meaning rejoice. We are rejoicing, for the celebration of our Lord's birth is near. Hence, my brother, my sister, we are asked to celebrate the joy and gifts of this moment with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. St. Paul says in today's second reading, for all things give thanks to God, because this is what God expects you to do at all times in Christ Jesus. Of course, my brother, my sister, we know that some are not rejoicing at this time. Some are struggling today for survival. No food to eat, no water to drink. Some are enduring pains of physical and emotional stress. And some others are feeling lost and hopeless because of personal failures, battles against sickness and war. However, my brother, my sister, the liberation and redemptive testimonies of the prophets Isaiah and John the Baptist in today's readings should animate us to hope for a new beginning. Thus, as our Mother Mary did in today's responsorial psalm taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, we believe the Lord would show us his mercy and work marvels for those who fear and believe him. Having embraced the fear of the Lord, paid for the consequences of their sins in Babylon, and renewed their covenant with the Lord, the people of God in today's first reading were allowed to return to Jerusalem in the 6th century BC, led by the prophet Isaiah, sent to declare the Lord's year of favor and a new beginning for God's people Israel. Hence, the psalmist says in Psalm 125, what marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. And so, my brother, my sister, if we believe, we must prepare ourselves to receive an outpouring of those marvels in Christ Jesus, because we hear from the prophet John the Baptist that our Lord Jesus is the light that dispels our darkness of pain and suffering. Through his birth and death on the cross, he has worked hard for us to have new and greater marvels of faith, hope, and love. Thus, we must be patient to search our hearts to know whether we are prepared embrace the greater marvels of the Lord. We must be patient to know whether, like John the Baptist, we are ready to embrace the light of Christ, to witness to the light, make a way in our hearts for him, and lead others to him. And so, my brother, my sister, it was clear to John the Baptist who he was and who he was not, and his mission to baptize and prepare God's people for a new and greater exodus in Christ Jesus. It is clear to us that we are partakers of the divine nature. Thus, let us prayerfully cooperate with grace to avoid occasions of sin and to share God's message of hope with those yearning for a new beginning, those crying for a new start in life. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.